plus your actions equals your life. Your mind plus your actions equals your life. Your mind plus your actions equals your life. Your actions come from your mind. Out of the mouth, the heart speaks. Life and death is the power of your tongue, and you will eat the fruit of what you speak. For every action, there is an equivalent reaction. So you just wrote down some of the things that you'd like to see on your screen of life. Now what I want you to write down is what is on your screen of life now. Actually, time out. Tell me what are some of the things that are on your screen of life. What do you want to do? Someone says travel. Where do you want to go? Okay, she says Israel. Somebody else says everywhere. Listen, the difference between these two, listen to me. The difference between these two, this is what determines mediocrity or success. Watch. I want to travel. This is heading in the right direction. It's something I want to do. That's heading in the right direction. I'd like to travel everywhere versus I'd like to travel to Israel. Which one is going to stay mediocre? Which one is going to happen? The specific Israel is going to happen. Okay? That has a greater chance of it happening. Why? Because it's specific. If there's not a specific goal, it doesn't happen. So you have to take your vague picture and get it really crystallized and clear. So Israel. So now here we go again. When? March 9th. She's coming to Israel with me. She's coming to Israel with me. So now you see that's specific. Do you understand? So most of us, and listen, there's a lot of us in this room that are not my age, and there's a lot of us in this room that are my age and older. And the thing I'm going to tell you is that if you spend your life in mediocrity, shame on you after leaving this event. Shame on you, whether you're my age or older or younger. Shame on you. Why? Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. If there's one thing you get out of this, don't leave here with a vague picture for your life. A guess is better than vague. A guess is better than vague. It's better than having nothing. The reason why most people's lives look like this, you ready? This is their adventure line. You ready? This is what their life looks with adventure. Watching carefully, can you all see this down here? Ready? Happy birthday. Super Bowl Sunday. The Final Four. The World Series. The World Cup. That's pathetic. That's your adventure line. Dude, your life should look like this. Woo! Yeah! Woo! But instead, you live some boring donkey life. So why do we not get specific with the travel goal? I'm going to tell you why we don't get specific with a travel goal. You want to know why? Because there's a file back here called fear. There's a file back here that's called fear. And fear is what you project on your life. And fear says, well, it's not safe, or I don't have the money, or here it comes. What do we get? Excuses. We produce excuses instead of the life that we want. So there's another file back here called doubt. Well, gosh, how much is it going to cost? We're just not that kind of family. No one in my family has ever traveled before. It's probably too difficult. What if I pick the wrong place? What if no one goes with me? Do you understand? Excuses. We produce excuses instead of the life we want. So the mind plus actions equals the life. Mind plus actions equals life. What's in your mind? These files, these programs that you have gotten. And where did you get these programs from? You got them from television. You've gotten them from books that you've read, music that you've listened to, what your parents have told you, albeit they love you, but they pass on some really bad files. just as my family passed on some really bad files to me. You got it from your siblings, you got it from school, God forbid. Our schools are set up for mediocrity, they're not set up for success. So all the mediocre programming that is in this mind of yours, so then what it does is it causes you to sit down and watch some more programming, whether that now is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the program you're watching on television, Netflix, or Amazon Prime. All of this programming makes you sit down and just get more programming. Instead of doing something with your life that you want to live, but instead you get programmed and watch other people live the life you wish you had. You sit and you watch the life that you wish that other that you had. You watch, some of you watch the celebrities and you're inspired by them, but you're sitting on your butt absorbing a bag of Cheetos and some Bud Light while you're watching something adventurous on Netflix instead of living the life of adventure. You weren't put on this planet to not be adventurous. You weren't put on this planet to sit and watch and grow a gut and a huge butt, ladies and gentlemen. You were not put on this planet to be weak. You were put on this planet to step up, rise up, and do something great with your life. And you will answer to the greatest creator. You'll answer to the creator what you did with your portion of life. You'll answer to it. So if you're not where you want to be, what do you want it to be moving from here? So you got to get specific and you got to change these files. So what else do you want on your life? On your screen, what? $1 million in the bank. Bam. Okay, $1 million in the bank. Okay, that's specific. That's very specific. But let me tell you something. What's your plan? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to make it? Where is it going to go? Okay, again, this is like travel, right? I want to make lots of money. Okay, travel for what? Right? So you have the first step. But how that gets crystallized is, what are you going to do with it? What's it for? What's the purpose of it? And how are you going to accumulate it? By the way, wealth is accumulated little by little. Riches fast and they run fast. People who chase riches end up with nothing. Okay, what else is on your list? 35 grandchildren. My goal is 25. Yeah, I have been brainwashing my kids since they were little. I have. I got 8 in the hole so far. That's with only 2 producing, too. 2 kids have produced. I still have 3 more kids to produce. One that still needs to get married, but he doesn't need to get married anytime soon. Not anytime soon. Okay, so 35 grandchildren, what else? That's pretty specific. How many you got in the hole so far? 18, 19? 18. They got 18 towards their goal of 35. Cash flow of $15,000 a month. Okay, so I'm going to give the same thing. That's awesome and that's specific, right? So now it's the how. The how and the by when. Do you understand? So everything that you want in life is simply set up as a goal, and then there's the ingredients to make it happen. It's the simple steps to make it happen and making it specific. Okay, so we've got more money. I'll keep that in the money category.
Break a generational curse, leave a legacy of love, happiness, and joy.
Okay, so a legacy of love, happiness, joy. Okay, so then how do we do that? Right? How do we do that? So you have to determine what that is. But again, we have these files that say something else. But I've made so many mistakes. I've screwed up so many times. I'm not good at this. How many of you have those files that talk to you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what to do with those files soon. It's really simple. No, it's really simple. Okay? You've all had files before, right? Do you know how to get rid of the files? You delete them. You delete the files. And sometimes there's other files that have some of the other file in it because some poor filing that's happened. Have you ever had that? Have you ever had some poor filing? Certainly we've had. So when you find a file that is not useful to you, what do you do?
You delete it. You don't keep playing it. You don't keep using it. You don't keep storing it. You get rid of it. But too many of us keep those files around. Why? Because they're familiar. We have a hard time throwing crap away. Okay, so what else do you want on your screen of life? Okay, say that again. In how much time? Okay, so $50,000 to charity this year. Okay. Sex trade for sex trade. That's awesome. For trafficking. So that's super specific. Okay, that's super specific. My body at 50? That is so sweet of you. Guess what? I wanted the same thing. Which is why I have it. This morning, 17.38% body fat. I got abs on my belly. Okay. So how do I write that? Fit at 50. Okay, it's very specific, right? So I just gave it to you. I was 135.2 this morning, 17.38% body fat, abs on my belly. Got it? So you might want to write that down as the goal for 50. Specific. I still have a week left. Fit and fat and healthy. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Okay, so you understand? So then there has to be a plan. She might want to find out my plan, right, on how to get there. Don't wait till you're 49. I wouldn't recommend it. Make it a habit when you're young, and then it's easier to maintain it. I've managed to maintain a size 6 for 27 years. Yeah, 27 years I've maintained a size 6. That's having 5 kids, by the way. So I've had 5 kids out of this belly. Yeah, and my shirt's too big, and I'm so stoked. Should have tried it on before I packed it. I didn't. Okay, so do you understand what I'm saying? You have things that's on your screen of life that you want. So now you got to look at where is it at right now.